I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. How soon should the public find out if wastewater treatment plants accidentally dump untreated sewage into a nearby river or lake? That's the question Senate lawmakers are facing as they consider a bill to speed up that notification process. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
If there were sewage flowing into a river in Vermont right now, it might be tomorrow or the next day before state officials post notice about the public health hazard online. And under existing state law, that's fine. Sewage plant operators are supposed to tell the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, and under state law, the agency has 24 hours to post notice online. James Ellers is the executive director of Lake Champlain International, and he's been saying for years that the current timeline is too long.
This is unacceptable to Vermonters downstream.
The bill in the Senate now would shorten that timeline, but not everyone agrees on just how quickly sewage treatment operators should be expected to tell the public about a spill. The senators are trying to decide if they should require notification within 4 hours or 1 hour. And to Ellers, that's an easy decision.
I guess it all comes down to how strongly you feel about your kids swimming in sewage for 1 hour or 4 hours. I feel 1 hour is even too long.
Karen Horn is the director of public policy and advocacy for the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. She says that for the people doing the work, 1 hour is too short.
The operators of the system are trying to control the overflow and fix the problem, and then at the same time they'd be required to go offline and or online actually and report what's happening.
She says a 4-hour timeline would still give the public a relatively quick notification without making sewage treatment operators decide between fixing a spill right away or following the law. But Ellers says that's a false choice. He says cities and towns could split that work so that a select board chairperson or another public official notifies the public while the sewage plant operator keeps working to fix the issue. According to state data, there have been 147 sewage spills in the past year. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.